We turn our attention now to the impact of the coronavirus on the 500 tribal nations in the United States. Nearly 4,000 people have tested positive on the Navajo Nation, and more than 140 people have died, which means the Navajo Nation now has the highest per capita infection rate in the country. The number of cases continue to grow as tribal governments waited weeks for delayed relief funds allocated to them through the CARES Act. For the latest, we're joined by Anna V. Smith. She's assistant editor of the Indigenous Affairs Desk at High Country News. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So, Anna, earlier this month, federally recognized tribes began to see some of those emergency funds allocated to them through the CARES Act. But even still, it's only about half of the $8 billion allocated that they were supposed to get over a month ago. Can you take us back a bit to what exactly is behind some of these delays?
Sure. Yeah. So to begin with, in early March, the Families First coronavirus relief package set aside $40 million for tribal governments for things like healthcare preparedness. But that got caught up under the Centers for Disease Control not being able to hand over that money to the Indian Health Service. So that preparedness money wasn't able to get to tribes so that they could kind of scale up. Then moving into the end of March was the CARES Act that was signed into law. And the National Congress for American Indians had asked for $20 billion originally, but they instead got the $8 billion that you just mentioned. So going into April, we saw some litigation from tribes over those funds because they still hadn't been distributed, and the fact that the U.S. Treasury was trying to include Alaska Native corporations into those funds, which tribal governments were concerned about that because, you know, you have a finite amount of money, and that would have added 230 corporations, so it would have significantly reduced the amount that tribes could get. As of May 5th, the Treasury has finally started to begin to distribute some of those funds.
So many delays, and these delays have real human consequences. In New Mexico, we're hearing that Native Americans make up about 50% of the total deaths in the state. Now that some tribes are finally getting some of their federal relief package money, what are the resources that are needed most, and how is this money getting spent?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, there are limits to what tribes can spend with the CARES Act funds. So things like public health expenses, medical expenses incurred from coronavirus, or different economic supports due to shutdowns. So there's like a specific set of things that they can use it for. It's not like a blank check. And for the Navajo Nation, for example, they received $600 million of those funds and are now working on an expenditure plan. So they're still not seeing that money, you know, going to work in these communities yet because now it has to go through their process. But President Jonathan Nez has said he would like to see the money spent on things like personal protective equipment, water infrastructure, food packages, and things like that. And it varies from tribe to tribe. So the Crow tribe in Montana received $25 million, and they're spending it similarly. And then the Pyramid Lake Paiute tribe in Nevada is taking a different tack and are distributing some of their funds directly to tribal members, kind of like what the federal government did with stimulus checks.
Can you give me a sense? You know, we have been focused so much about PPE for folks, food for folks who have now lost their jobs. I mean, these are all efforts that are happening in real time. Are there any other efforts that have been happening on many of these tribal lands to help people while they wait for this money?
Yeah, there's a lot of food package programs that's going on. People are still trying to deliver water on the Navajo Nation. Roughly, I think 40% of Navajo households don't have running water. And so those kinds of efforts that are kind of grassroots level have been really important as well.
Yeah. In so many ways, COVID-19 has really made clear the complex relationship between tribal governments and the U.S. federal and state governments, not just with the allocation of these funds, but now in South Dakota, for instance, the governor's office says it will sue two tribes if they don't take down their COVID-19 prevention checkpoints on state and federal highways. In terms of questions of sovereignty and legal jurisdiction, what can we expect next?
So you're definitely right that the big picture is really about tribal sovereignty and also the right for tribes to govern themselves and keep their tribal citizens safe. So I think that it's kind of yet to be seen what exactly will happen. The tribes have said that they will consider her proposal to make changes to the checkpoints, but they haven't decided one way or another yet publicly anyways about that. So I think it's still very much up in the air about what will happen and if it'll be settled in good faith.
That's Anna V. Smith. She's assistant editor of the Indigenous Affairs Desk at High Country News. Anna, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.